Hello.
Yeah, hi. This is Helen Burton.
It is.
Hi, Helen. My name is Shira. I'm reaching out to you from Family First Home Care. I think we spoke to
Okay.
Marcy the other day, in regards to your open case with us. We just wanted to continue the enrollment process if you had a minute.
Oh, sure.
So, just to give you a little heads up, I think you. I'm not sure. I think you gave us a call into the agency to open up case so you can get the services for the waiver program. Do you know what it is? Do you have any questions about the enrollment process or anything like that?
Yeah, I did call because I thought I was involved already, but I guess I had to sign in or whatever.
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that? I didn't quite hear you.
Yeah, I said that I was already in it. I was just waiting for, trying to find a place.
So let me just check if you are already approved, just so we don't have to. Let me just see where you're holding it and all of that. Can you confirm your date of birth for me is 12/10/48? Okay. And let me see here. Bear with me. Okay, do you know anything about the process? Do you have any questions about that at all?
Yeah, I guess I do. How does it work?
So before I look to see if you're eligible, let me just give you a quick rundown, okay? So
Okay.
for whatever reason, I'm not sure, I was gonna ask you, but you want to get home care services. Now just to tell you, these services are, you want someone to come down to your house and help you out. So the state and county provides a program which allows you to choose a neighbor, friend, or family member to go ahead and help you out with whatever it is in your, in your day that you seem that you are having a hard time doing that you usually don't have a hard time doing. Now this is state covered, means to say, county charges the state to pay for all this, so you don't, no, nothing's out of pocket. And what ends up happening is that your friend or family member can get out, paid for helping you out. In order to get the services, you have to go through a series of assessments, and the county has to see if you're financially eligible. The agency's job is to walk you through that process of getting you approved, and any questions or concerns that may arise in the process of doing getting onto the program. Okay?
Okay.
Now, really, this is something that, thousands of Pennsylvania citizens do. It's not like a random, it's, they have this in all states, including New York. This is a state provided program. And we're just, this is just an aid that's out there that many people utilize and helps them out tremendously with the quality of their life.
I didn't think I needed them,
You didn't think you needed the services?
I never thought I would.
Has anything happened recently that's made you
Nothing.
physically?
My back hurts all the time, and bending and walking. If I have to walk to the courthouse at least once a month to pay them, and they won't accept the money on account. They want me to walk up there.
Who's that?
The courthouse.
Oh, wow. The courthouse.
Because they're trying to evict me from here.
That's not easy.
And I was looking for a place to stay. Because I wasn't sure if I was going to be allowed to stay here, but they let me stay here till January. And then after January, I don't know, either they're going to let me go or they're going to tell me I still have to leave. So I'm not out of the woods yet till I see,
I
what's
hear
going
you.
to happen in January.
So these services, do you have a family member or a neighbor or a friend that you'd like to be your caregiver?
My granddaughter.
Your granddaughter. Okay. So what would happen was essentially is I would start you on the enrollment process, Helen, and then we'd continue with the enrollment process, and then I would, hire on your granddaughter, and possibly she can get paid for assisting you and helping you out. Okay, as long as you're in the state of Pennsylvania, this is a program that you can be on.
Okay, it sounds good.
Do you have a pen and paper by any chance near you?
Do.
Okay, let me see something.
Let me know when you're ready.
Know when you're ready.
Okay.
You ready?
Just a sec. Trying to find a clean piece of paper. Okay, I'm ready.
So my name is Shira. That's Shira. This
S-H.
call will be recorded.
No, it won't.
This call is no longer being recorded.
Oh, jeez. Shira, is that what you said?
Yeah, that's my name. The reason why I'm giving
S-H-I.
you this information is because you may get a lot of calls with people trying to help you out with this. I just want you to have a clear idea of who's calling, so you don't always give over your information, personal information. You know that Shira
Okay.
Family First is calling you about getting you on the program. So that's another thing. Family First is the agency that's assisting you.
Okay.
And my direct line is 267
267
551
551
7419
7149.
Mhm.
Family First, is that what it is?
Yeah. Mhm.
Okay. Okie doke.
Now, the first step in the process is you have to go through an assessment with the independent enrollment program. Now, I'm just going to give you a heads up, Helen. It sounds like a lot of assessments. It sounds like a lot of paperwork. It's really a piece of cake. It's not that hard to get on the program. You just have to show up at certain times, and that's all. It's really very straightforward. We could be done in 30 days. Other people, if you do this by yourself, it could take up to 90 days. That's why the agency is here to provide the assistance and make sure that your granddaughter gets hired accordingly. So
okay.
That's really what we're here for, but just giving you a heads up, don't get discouraged. It's really a very straightforward process, okay?
I was going to ask you how long does it take because it sounded like
yeah.
I got some papers the other day.
Yeah, no, it does with... It could take up to 90 days, but the agency really cuts it down to 30. So we really push things along for you and help you out in the best way we can.
Okay.
Helen, let's just discuss the first step in the process. We have to reach out to the independent enrollment broker. They are an intermediary between the county assistance office, I like to say, because they really help out with the first process of getting the services, which is making sure you're medically eligible, okay?
Okay.
Now, the thing is, they're closed today. Otherwise, I'd be calling in with you. I'm going to go ahead and give you their number so you can call them tomorrow, and I'll give you instructions on what to do and what to say when you call into them, okay?
Okay. What's the name of it now?
Independent. So it's IEB for short.
IEB?
Yeah. The IEB, the Independent Enrollment Broker.
IEB. I was saying IEB. Okay.
Yeah. And let me know when you're ready for their number.
I'm ready.
All right. The number is 877.
877.
550.
550.
One
zero. Wait a minute. Say it again. Five. Say it again.
It's 877-550.
Oh, 550. Okay.
4227.
4227.
All right. Now you call into them. Okay. You tell them that you'd like to be scheduled for your first assessment. You can write this down if you need to. And they're going to go ahead and ask you a series of questions. The phone call shouldn't take more than 20 minutes, depending on, who you get on the call, but they're just going to set up the case for you. Somebody is going to come down to you for maybe 30 minutes or give you a phone call, okay?
Okay.
That's something you're okay with, Helen. And then I'm going to be out of the office. I'm going to reach back out to you next week around Thursday. But if you can get this assessment scheduled and done between then, I'll be ready to continue the enrollment process with you then, okay?
Okay.
Do you have any questions for me?
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so? Okay. Do you have my direct phone number? Did I give that to you?
Yeah, 267-551-7149.
Okay, so it's 7419.
Oh, 7419.
Yeah.
Ooh. Wow.
All right. That's all right.
7419. Okay.
Now my extension is 119.
Okay.
And again, the IEB's number is 877-550-4227. Okay?
Wait a minute. Nah. Okay. What was your extension? I'm sorry.
It's 119. 119.
Okay.
All right. Do you have any questions for me before I go today?
No, I think that's it.
All righty.
I guess we'll have to wait and see what happens.
Yeah. Call into this number, get scheduled, get the assessment taken care of, and then we'll continue the enrollment process next week, okay?
Okay.
All righty. Be well, Helen. Have a good day.
All right. Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye.